She doesn't want to talk to me. Do you want to save your marriage? Stay tuned. All right, we're back here. What's going on? We got a short
one.
What's up? What's giddy? We got a short one here. Let's see. Let's just dive into the email.
Right.
Then we can talk.
Go ahead.
I am the one who cheated on my wife. Oops. And I regret doing so. I love her and my children very much. We're still living in the same home, but separate rooms. We tried that. That never worked for us. We slept in separate room for maximum of what? 3, 4, 5 days.
No, that didn't even make it through. Three,
and
four,
you always
days.
Make your way back into the room.
What about you? You come and snuggle up to me. I'm like, oh Lord.
Snuggle.
And I couldn't put you.
Look, don't say that.
So your back.
There were times that I couldn't snuggle. Snuggle care.
No, like your back is literally
if you,
touching
if
my
you
back.
Touch, if you touch her. If you touch her.
What happens?
It's better to not touch. At that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I cut your head off or something?
You might as well. At the time, yeah. Sure. Mm. No, the hunger is real.
No, it is real. Especially for those of us that don't know how to express our anger.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it bottled in, so it kind of explodes like...
Yeah.
That's not good.
We're not part of that.
Not good.
I want to win her back. I know she doesn't trust me, but I do not want to lose my wife. I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to win her back. I will never ever do anything like this again. So what is the best way that I can make this work? It's only been a couple weeks. She doesn't want to talk to me. She doesn't want to see me, but it's kind of frustrating since we're still living under the same roof.
Mm.
What says you? You're the woman. You're the woman. How do you answer this man?
He doesn't want to talk to him in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not happy. She needs that space.
Well, we don't care about him. What do you say to this dude? What should he do?
He needs to chill, relax. Don't overreact, because I feel like he's overreacting. First of all, he said because we're living under the same roof. And that's very tough for most people, especially men. Like, you know, you're my wife. I should be able to touch you whenever I want to. No, you need to back the...
Mm-hmm.
Back the F off. Give
you know,
me time.
The question I ask when people say that is this. If somebody doesn't want you to touch them, and you now forcefully touch them.
Well, I mean, what's the pleasure in that?
What result do you expect from that? Like,
it's gonna backfire.
What result that's good? What any good result could you possibly expect from somebody said, don't touch me, and then you touch them? The most pleasurable ones are the one that you say, I want to touch you, and say, yes, touch me.
Exactly.
Right?
You want them to participate. You don't want to push yourself on someone that doesn't want you. Stop.
And she said, yes, lick me, baby. Right?
What?
Well, if she says, stop, too, that's too. If she says, stop, too, that's not bad, right? But if she goes... That was her.
What, really?
If she goes...
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, there was a time, long time ago, like way before everything crashed on his face with our marriage, that even ordinary, I want some today, and she says, no, that don't sit well with me.
Mm.
I'm probably not going to offer you myself for the next 1 week just for that.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't like rejection that much.
Yeah,
she
that don't feel good. You know? Why? So I can come back and say no again?
It's going to be motherfucking no. Especially if I'm angry.
But you get the point. The point here is that really what I'm paying attention to the most about this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What I'm paying attention to about this dude is he's needy.
Yeah, he's whining right now.
He's whining like a little bitch. And unfortunately,
it's panicking. I won't say whining like a little bitch. I would say he's in a panic mode.
I smell fear all over it.
Yeah, he's scared.
And what you fear the most, you will attract.
Mm.
Because your brain will create it. Because you're fearing it. I don't want fear. But your brain, your mind creates fear when it hears the word fear. The mind does not understand the word don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's something I learned in The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and it's real, you know. So, you okay?
Oh, I'm good.
All right. So, I am the one who cheated on my wife, and I regret doing so. Great. Get over that. If you don't get over it, you have a problem. Okay? You regret doing so. If you repeat that 3 more times,
mm-hmm.
it causes attraction to deflate. Especially if you're going to her and saying all those things. I love her and my children very much. We're still living in the same home but separate rooms. Okay, that's not a bad thing. Gives yourself space. It's not a bad thing if it's limited time, of course, right?
Yeah.
But that moment in time should not be, I know nobody teaches us this, right? I'm teaching you now. That moment in time is time that you should really take and work on yourself. Get some audiobooks and read some Bible and soak it in and do some fasting and prayer and seek out yourself. Find the God in you. That's a good moment to do that. But if you're sitting there waiting for her, that becomes tiring because there's a saying that deferred hope. Deferred hope makes the heart weak. It's scriptures. The deferred hope makes the heart weak because you have that hope and it's indefinite. And you don't know when she's going to because you're hoping.
And she's probably more disgusted because you're right there licking your wounds right in front of her door.
Yeah.
All needy.
Now, imagine if you're in separate rooms, but you're okay. All right, ladies, loves, I'll see you later, and you're out. She's separated. She's in her room. But she's wondering if you're bothered or not. That increases
attraction.
Give her
something to worry about. Yeah, it does.
If it's a scientifically proven thing that women are more attracted to men whose intentions are not clear. Okay. If you spill all of this all over her, sounds like you spill this all over her.
Yeah.
You tell her all of this right here, right? That's a feminine energy. If you have a feminine woman like most people, she won't even know why. She just doesn't want no part of that. She won't even be able to explain it. Okay. The simplest way we can put it, we try to put it nicely, but you're being a punk. Nobody wants a punk, you know? So it goes, I want to win her back. Whoa, I want to win her back, like the movies, right?
Don't buy a dozen roses, though.
Yeah. Not now.
Not right now. Won't be received.
If she shows some affection, assume she wants to see more, then you can do that. If she's not showing that, and she's hungry,
back off.
Self-love. Focus on yourself. Give yourself all that love. Go buy yourself a red bottom. Yeah, Jimmy Choo. Buy yourself something nice.
On a serious note, buy
some books. That's probably invest in yourself. Invest in yourself because that's your best resource.
Right.
Not her.
Mm-hmm.
Not her. I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to win her back. That don't sound right, you know. I know that's supposed to be romantic. That's a person willing to fight for their marriage. I get it. right. But we could read beyond that. That weak man behind us saying that weak person that doesn't feel like they self enough for self is not an attractive thing. No woman wants that.
Nope.
Okay. If you don't love yourself, no woman will love you. If a woman can't respect you, she ain't gonna love you either.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely ain't gonna respect somebody who's willing to do whatever. I remember when we were going through, my wife, she has some wisdom that she would be saying out of her mouth. I know she didn't say it intentionally, but I just like, that's wisdom right there.
What's that supposed to
mean? Wait.
I didn't say intentionally.
She was like, no, you gotta take, she'll say you gotta take care of yourself. I don't want you to just do it for me. Mm-hmm. You will say that. I'm like, name Skippy.
Oh my God. Oh Lord, you don't kill me.
Those were awesome things that I've read, but they were great reminders when she would say that, and she would confirm things that I have studied, that this is how a woman feels. They don't want somebody licking their kneecaps
in
that moment.
Not.
They don't want romance at that moment in time. So if you show up, I would do anything to win her back. She'll be like, she's disgusted.
Yes.
And I know, man, like, are you kidding me? That's what I've been doing, licking her wounds. I would never ever do anything like this again. So what is the best way that I can make this work? The best way is, first of all, stop licking your own wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. Let it go. You regret it. All right, great. First of all, you shouldn't regret the. You should never apologize for loving a person. Ever. Because that's what this sounds like. I know you said you cheated and you're regretting the cheating, but I'm reading beyond the lines. You're regretting loving this woman. I'm not diminishing the effect of cheating at all. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like people don't necessarily get mad because of the cheating part. A woman gets mad when you cheat because they feel humiliated. It's more of the humiliation.
Right.
It's more of the person you... For women, go ask them. They're like, you humiliated me with that stupid girl. That's what they're thinking. They're not thinking that you gave yourself to a person. They're not thinking that. It's the humiliation, right? But the more you apologize about this humiliation, the more you remind them of the humiliation.
That's true.
And you're making them more angry.
Yep.
Right? Now, if she asks about the cheating, if she's deliberately still willing to ask and say, so tell me what happened, what made you cheat? So, and you're in front of therapy or something, a counseling session, then all you gotta do is just be honest.
Yeah.
You say one word answers and you shut up. You have to be good at shutting up. And don't explain further than she asked, but she's still willing to be there. She still loves you. She didn't check out yet. She's just trying to understand what will make you do that.
Yeah.
Well, it was a weak moment. I'll never do that again. I love you. My coach would say, be the James Bond. Well, James Bond will not be licking wounds. He just won't be doing that. But he will maintain, if he needs to own his shit, he will own it, right? It's a masculine thing to own yourself and your BS, whatever you did wrong. It's not masculine to dwell in it and be apologizing and be pleading and be licking wounds. I keep saying licking wounds. What's the better way to say that? To be like sobbing, to be feeling sorry for yourself so that the person can finally feel sorry for you too.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You're making it worse when you do that. You need to stand up and say, one time, unless she asks again. If there was cheating and she asked, you say, that's it. I messed up, I effed up, but it won't happen again. I want us to work on the marriage. That's all a woman needs to hear from you.
Yep.
All of this right here, I'm willing to die and kill somebody. It's not necessary.
Okay.
It's just not necessary. You
please.
Know? So it's only a couple of weeks she doesn't want to talk to me. Well, a couple of weeks is not a lot, especially if you've been begging and pleading and licking wounds. You're making it worse. You're extending it. All she needs is probably two, 3 days of you shutting up.
Yes.
And not feeling the need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to fix it. The only thing that's going to fix it is her reflecting back on the good times. But you got
to
get out of her face so she can reflect.
Right.
And then come to you and say, like, you hurt my feelings.
And she'll most likely do that.
And all you got to do is just be there and listen to her. And mimic what she's saying back to her. I know I hurt your feelings. So you're saying, when I did this, I hurt your feelings. Yeah. I know. I messed up. But let me make it right. See, let me make it right is different from, I'm sorry. Right? That's taking responsibility. It's really your body language, being sure of yourself, the confidence that she's looking for. She wants that confidence again.
And we don't like crybabies.
She don't care about the cheating don't like cry. That. It's not that serious. Like, people dwell on cheating so much, they take it like, shut the hell up with the cheating stuff. Cheating is bad. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet people do it because people get into weak moments. The solution to it is not to dwell on it. The solution to it is to reassure that person and bring confidence back to the table. Refocus back on that person and let them know that I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating was a moment in the past, an illusion. You bring it up, it becomes real.
Yeah.
And most people that are apologizing because of cheating, they're making it real and more real and real
the more they, talk about
that.
It, yeah.
And you're rubbing that wound. You will never make it heal.
It won't heal. Yeah.
Because you keep touching it. You know, and all you need to is leave it alone. They bring it up, sure.
Acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be there and think you can fix it by talking more about it.
People are crying your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Too many people think they can fix stuff by just talking. Sometimes we just gotta talk about it. No, you don't.
You are so animated.
Oh, I am, right?
I'm sorry.
We gotta
talk about it. Yeah.
Sometimes we just gotta talk about it. Yeah, that's why you won't heal. Nobody is perfect.
Talk about the same thing over and over again. It makes no sense.
You forget that nobody is perfect. And I'm not talking about you that cheated. The person you're trying to talk about it to is trying to heal, but you won't let it heal.
You won't let her heal.
Let it go and let God bring God into the situation. If they're still shut off, focus on your personal purpose, actually forever, even if they stop shutting off.
Yes.
Self-improvement, forever. You should be self-sustainable and bring 100% to the table 100% of the time, right? Chances are, there's no room for cheating if you're doing that.
Yep.
If you do cheat, it's okay. It's not okay to go cheat now. But I'm saying if it happened in the past, clearly it's not the end of the world because you listen to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But get over it.
Forgive
yourself first. And then allow that person to forgive you. Don't bring it up. If they bring it up, that means they're trying to forgive you.
Mm.
Acknowledge how they feel by saying what they feel back and don't question how they feel.
You don't get to tell them
how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, but you did this, that's why I did that.
It's two different
making
things.
It worse, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? But a lot of it comes down to letting go and let God. Letting go and let God. And this dude right here was just basically just feeling sorry for himself. Feeling sorry for yourself doesn't help nothing, you know? Get over it. You messed up. Yes, you were just being human. You messed up. No, not all of us cheat. Well, whatever. But right.
Well,
because these things, the main issues, people never address the main issues.
Yeah, this is a real issue.
Cheating is a symptom. It's not a cause. It's an effect of a certain thing that was not healthy in the background.
Right.
You focus on the effect. It's like trying to fix the tree from the top. You gotta fix it from the root. Right? What's the root cause? You have to do root cause analysis of the situation. And that's basically what we're covering here today. And please, if you're a guy, never feel sorry for yourself like this ever again in your life. You will never get laid again in your life if you do that.
No woman wants that. A crying husband and like sulky and what the hell?
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm supposed to be your mother?
Not being, no.
What?
I'm sorry.
Nah.
I'm sorry. Just forgive me. I know you're still mad. No, I'm not mad. You're still mad. I'm not mad. Your mother is mad. No, you're still mad.
You're silly.
Right? No, I said I'm not mad. You know? Women will say, I said I'm not. Mm-hmm. And
let
some men will not let it go. They're trying to fix the issue.
Yeah.
Now you're becoming a nagger.
Mm-hmm.
Back off. Go do something. Go play with your boys, man. I didn't mean it that way, but go hang out with your boys, you know. Not play with your boys.
Leave the house.
Leave the house. Get out of there. Let her take the time to think. And you'll be shocked. She'll probably start saying to herself. Women do that too. Start saying, maybe it's my fault. They start blaming themselves. But if you give her room, she will consolidate the whole thing. And she'll be like, let me hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's your moment to really acknowledge, I'm a grown man. We're effed up. Let me make it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make nothing up. Just shut up and listen to her. It's not going to be this simple the way I'm saying it.
No, it's not going to be simple.
But your part is simple listening. Just listen and say back to her whatever she's saying and to acknowledge her and to say that you're hearing her. Don't question how she feels. Don't say, but you're not supposed to feel that way. But I bought you this mansion.
Mm.
That's something. But I bought you this house. You should be happy.
That don't make people happy.
That's another topic for another day. Go get the book, Focus on Yourself, getmymarriageback.com. You need to read it 10 to 15 times.
Yep.
Yes, 10 to 15 times, because that's how this is going to stick. Push like, smash the share button, comment your comment questions below. Subscribe to the channel with the blue red button below. If you're not watching this on YouTube, go to YouTube and subscribe and click the bell right next to the subscribe button. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. See you on the next one. And